For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. As a kid, Southwest Michigan Spark magazine publisher Steve Ellis's family didn't go to your typical vacation spots like Mackinac Island and Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Mining towns, ghost towns, digging around in old buildings, and if it was kind of out there or down a two-track, my dad was really interested in taking us to it.
In every issue of Spark, Ellis features one of these unique spots, and in June he'll do a photo presentation on them in Plainwell. WMUK's Rebecca Thiel asked Ellis about a few of his favorite weekend getaways in the Midwest.
Every summer, I am in Petoskey and Traverse City and Charlevoix and a lot of the other nice places in Mackinac Island. But as you get older, the crowds, the traffic, the parking, the waiting in line 2 hours for dinner gets a little bit annoying. So it's fun to try and find these places that are maybe like what those places were 50, 70 years ago, where they're sleepy little cool destinations just a little bit further off the beaten path, I guess.
So do you have any favorites that you want to talk about? Where should we be going?
A couple that I'll point out in the Upper Peninsula, there's a Fayette State Park that is about an hour, hour and a half west of the Mackinac Bridge. Just stay along the shore, and it's an old abandoned mining / smelting town right on a little peninsula sticking out into Lake Michigan. About 1900, 1910, all of the iron ore was gone, so they just left this town. It had opera houses, saloons, hotels, huge buildings, and it just sat there and languished for probably 70 years. It is now a state park, and there are other people camping there, but it's absolutely fascinating to wake up in the morning and walk through all these old buildings. There's no tour guides or anything. They're just sitting there abandoned, way out almost like on a cliff out on Lake Michigan. So that's the Fayette State Park. When I visited a couple years ago, when you go over to Mackinac Island, there's a big green island to your right. Looks like it would be pronounced Bois Blanc, B-O-I-S-B-L-A-N-C. The locals call it Bablo. But there's maybe about 35 people that live there year-round. There's a couple cottages on the island, one little store, one little bar. We got over there first, and we thought, why are we even here? There's nothing to do. But after about a half a day of wandering around, total peace and quiet, camping right on, actually it'd be Lake Huron on that side, with no one else around, total peace, total quiet, riding our bikes around, paradise, basically. A couple south of here, one south of Indianapolis is West Baden Hot Springs. When it was built around 1920, had 1,200 rooms. They called it the eighth wonder of the world, and it was the largest domed building in the world until the Astrodome was built in 67. During the stock market crash, it went out of business and it sat empty for 50, 60 years. For $5, they would loan you a hard hat and a flashlight, and you'd sign a form saying, if I get hurt, I'm not going to sue anybody, and you could go in through the dark, cavernous ruins of this huge old hotel. It's since been rebuilt, redone, and is now one of the coolest, largest, neatest hotels, I would say, that I have ever seen, south of Indianapolis, and it's called the West Baden Hot Springs Hotel. One last one that I'll mention that's quite interesting is there is a canal that was built back, I think about 1850, it was completed, that connected Chicago to the Illinois River, and the Illinois runs into the Mississippi. So that started the whole westward expansion of the United States. There was no easy way to go west before. And so it's not used, most of it's dried up, but there's a 96-mile bike path called the Illinois and Michigan Corridor or something along that line that you're following through all these little small towns in southern Illinois, following the route of this 96-mile canal. That's one of the more fascinating places I would say I've visited in the last couple of years.
That was Steve Ellis. He's the publisher of Southwest Michigan Spark magazine. He talked with WMUK's Rebecca Thiel. Ellis will do a presentation on weekend getaways in the Midwest on June 11th at 7 p.m. at Plainwell's Ransom District Library. Registration is required, so for more info, just visit our website.